Well, the top strangest story of the day that I found in the Daily Mirror, it's just fantastic. It's not long, I'll read you the whole thing. A chicken had the last laugh when it started crowing 30 minutes after being put in the oven to roast. Mm-hmm. MP Secretary Kay Martin had found out was having a pre-dinner drink with a friend when she heard a heart-stopping squawking. Thinking it was bird distress, she went outside to look for it.
This is not true.
It is true.
No, it's
but
not.
With the growing horror, she realised it was coming from her kitchen, or to be precise, from the oven, where she had earlier put a chicken on in to cook. Mm. Kay said it was shrieking from me from its grave. I just froze. Double Large takes the bird out. A spokesman for the New Scientist said this is not unusual or impossible. The steam coming from the stuffing up the neck was activating the vocal cords, which are still very much intact.
I thought, like, steam. You know, foghorn leghorn occasionally
and
he gets out all his body just all in bristles, and he says, fortunately I keep my feathers numbered for just such an occasion.
Just such an occasion, yes.
This didn't have a head, that's why I wouldn't believe it. Okay.
Up goes up through the vocal cords, the steam, and it making. Needless to say, the last line is perhaps, you know, unnecessary. Well, New Zealander Kay says she won't be eating more chicken for a while.
Well, I happen to have a headless chicken here.
Let's try it.
Let's put it in the pressure cooker. Okay, and it's building up. There it goes.
Yep.
There it goes. I just happened to have that for just such an occasion.
I must admit, that story, when I was reading it, I was going, oh, God.
Yeah.
For some reason, I was believing the story that the chicken was alive in the oven.
Well, don't you hear about morticians, or it's maybe just from your friend stories, that they say that air escapes the body after many days dead, and they sit up on the slab.
Yeah, that one.
They
literally sit bolt upright.
Well, if anyone's a mortician out there, can tell us what happens there, I'm sure.
Even if they don't sit bolt upright, we'd still like to hear from morticians, generally.
Yeah, morticians, yeah. It's a mortician hospital.